Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the Psalms today. So if you turn about halfway through the Bible, find the Psalms, biggest book of the Bible, Psalm 90. We will be reading Psalms 90 through 92, taking some devotional pauses, thinking about some application at the end, and then closing in prayer. Father, thank you so much for the Psalms, the emotion that is here, the reality that is here, even in the midst of this Hebrew poetry, to be able to lift you up, to be able to consider our relationship with you. So grateful for it, and may it have a major impact on us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 90, they had kind of divided the Psalms into different books. This one is book 4, Psalms 90 to 106. And the title at the beginning, that was again added later, A Prayer of Moses, the Man of God. So as far as we know, Moses is the one who wrote Psalm 90, which is pretty cool. He wrote the first 5 books of the Bible. Verse 1, Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn people back to dust, saying, return to dust, you mortals. 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. God's view of time is very different than ours. Verse 5, yet you sweep people away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. In the morning it springs up new, but by evening it's dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. Our days may come to 70 years or 80 if our strength endures. Yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass, and we fly away. If only we knew the power of your anger. Your wrath is as great as the fear that is your due. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, Lord, how long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad as for many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, may your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord your God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. That's the end of Psalm 90. Love this psalm. Love it. A reflection on how quickly life passes, how God is in control. That God is here at the beginning, he's here at the end. He has no beginning and end. Asking God for his favor, that for the few short years we are here, he would establish the work of our hands. Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say the Lord is my refuge and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Interesting. These are some of the verses that Satan will try to use against Jesus many, many hundreds of years later when he tempts him in the wilderness. Verse 13. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. That's the end of Psalm 91. I just love how these psalms lift God up, who he is. And makes it personal. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Psalm 92, a psalm, a song for the Sabbath day. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, to the music of the ten-stringed lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, Lord. I sing for joy at what your hands have done. How great are your works, Lord, how profound your thoughts. Senseless people do not know, fools do not understand, that though the wicked spring up like grass and all evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are forever exalted. For surely your enemies, Lord, surely your enemies will perish. All evildoers will be scattered. You have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. Fine oils have been poured on me. My eyes have seen the defeat of my adversaries. My ears have heard the root of my wicked foes. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him." That's the end of Psalm 92 and the end of our reading for today. So what do we take away from this? There's a lot of awesome verses here, but I tell you, my heart is drawn to the statements about God. The beginning of Psalm 90. Lord, you have been our dwelling place through all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. What a great foundational place for what's going on in our world today. At the beginning of 91, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. My application for today is that in our crazy world, that's where I'm going to rest. In God's hands, in his shadow. The one who has no beginning and no ending is still the God of this world. What about you? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your promises that you remain faithful to yourself at all times, no matter what happens in human history. And Father, today I run to you and I ask you for help to cover me, to be my refuge, my strength. I will trust in you. Help me to live in that confidence today. In Jesus' name, amen.